Psalms about the New Church, Week 5, Day 1, The Divine Truth in the Church. Psalm 19. To the Victor, a Psalm of David. The heavens recount the glory of God, and the expanse tells the work of his hands. Day to day utters a saying, and night to night shows knowledge. There is no saying, and there are no words, without their voice being heard. And he, as a bridegroom going out from his chamber, has joy as a hero to run the path. From the end of the heavens is his going out, and his circuit upon the ends of them, and there is nothing hidden from his heat. The law of Yehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yehovah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yehovah are upright, making glad the heart. The commandment of Yehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yehovah is clean, standing forever. The judgments of Yehovah are truth. They are just altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, and than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the dropping of honeycombs. Also, by them thy servant is warned. In keeping them there is much reward. Who can understand errors? From such as are hidden, hold me innocent. Also keep back thy servant from the presumptuous ones. Let them not rule over me. Then shall I be perfect, and I shall be innocent from much transgression. Let the sayings of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thee, O Yehovah, my rock and my redeemer. So reading from the summary of the spiritual sense, the divine truth will go forth in every direction. That's the first part of the psalm. This truth will go forth from the Lord, from the first things to the last things of heaven and the church. This is like the sun going from the end of the heavens to the ends of them. This divine truth perfects man because it is wisdom. This is the part about how the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul, and so forth. Then there will be no pride. And last, thus there will be what is pure and acceptable for good pleasure before the Lord. Now we read in some detail about the meaning of the words, "The heavens recount the glory of God," in verse 1. That in the internal sense, heaven is the angelic heaven, is from correspondence, and also from the appearance. Hence it is that when mention is made in the word of the heavens, and also of the heavens of heavens, in the internal sense are meant the angelic heavens rather than the skies. For the ancients had no other idea of the visible heaven than that the heavenly inhabitants dwell there, and that the stars are their habitations. Similar also at this day is the idea of the simple, and especially of little children. From this also, men look upward to heaven when praying earnestly to God. This also is from correspondence, for in the other life a heaven with stars appears, yet not the heaven that appears to men in the world, but a heaven that appears in accordance with the state of intelligence and wisdom of the spirits and angels. The stars there are knowledges of good and truth, and the clouds, which are sometimes seen beneath the heaven, are of various signification according to their colors, their translucence, and their movements. The blueness of heaven is truth transparent from good. From all this it can be seen that by the heavens are signified the angelic heavens, but by the angelic heavens are signified truths divine, because the angels are receptions of the truth divine that proceeds from the Lord. explaining the words sweeter than honey, we read, that honey is delight is because it is sweet. Everything sweet in the natural world corresponds to what is delightful and pleasant in the spiritual world. The reason why it is called its delight, that is, the delight of truth from good in the exterior natural, is that every truth, and especially the truth of good, has its own delight, but a delight from the affection of these and from the derivative use. In David, the judgments of Yehovah are truths divine. Sweeter than honey and the dropping of honeycombs is delights from good and pleasantnesses from truth. And lastly, explaining the words, O Yehovah, my rock and my redeemer. Yehovah, my rock, has a like signification as Yehovah, God, namely, the Lord in respect to divine good and divine truth. And he is called Redeemer from regeneration, which is effected by divine truth. The sayings of my mouth signify the understanding of truth, and the meditation of my heart, the perception of good. Questions and comments. Number one. Arcana 9409 is a beautiful passage about stars in the heavens. Does it change how we view the stars? Number two. Verse 10 of this psalm refers to truth being sweeter than honey. What truths do we find the most delightful? Number three. The psalms have so many verses that we can learn and say in our prayers to the Lord. Verse 14. Seems to be especially good for this purpose. Let the sayings of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thee, O Yehovah, my rock and my redeemer.